పరమసుఖదం కేవలం జ్ఞానమూర్తిం. ద్వంద్వాతీతం గగన సదృశం తత్వమస్యాదిలక్ష్యం ఏకం నిత్యం విమలమచలం సర్వధీ సాక్షిభూతం భావాతీతం త్రిగుణరహితం సద్గురుం తం నమామి. ఓం సదాశివసమారంభాం వ్యాసశంకరమధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతాం వందే గురుపరంపరాం. శ్రుతిస్మృతిపురాణానాం ఆలయం కరుణాలయం నమామి భగవత్పాదశంకరం లోకశంకరం శంకరం శంకరాచార్యం కేశవం బాదరాయణం. సూత్రభాష్యకృతౌ వందే భగవంతౌ పునః పునః. ఓం హరిః ఓం తత్సత్ శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. మై ప్రణామ్స్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ. When I was talking to Rani Amma, Angela, I just said, let me do some two verses and take from Subramanya Bhujangam and do it. Subramanya Bhujangam is one of the stotrams composed by Adishankara Bhagavatpada. It seems he recited these verses spontaneously when he was in Tiruchendur, Murugan Temple, which is on the seashore. You can see that the verses having lots of, he mentioning about this waves and all those things. And Bhujagaha means a snake. A snake is called Bhujagaha, Bhujangaha, Bhujangamaha. Bhujena Gacchati, that which crawls by its bhuja. So the words are supposed to be like a crawling of a snake, the verse. Therefore, it's called Subramanya Bhujanga. He has written so many Bhujanga Stotras. Sharada Bhujanga Stotram, Ganesha Bhujanga Stotram, Vishnu Bhujanga Stotram, and Subramanya Bhujanga Stotram is one of these Bhujanga Stotras Adishankara Bhagavatpada had written. So, this Stotram consists of 33 verses. But I'm going to take only two from them and we're just going to unfold them. I always love those two verses because for in any hurry, if I go to even Subramanya temple or somewhere, any temple, sometimes, we can't recite the whole thing, isn't it? Just do you recite something meaningful like and then you recite and go, walk away. Let me recite those first verses first, then we just talk, then again I'll make you recite it. The 19th and 20th, I think, verse number 19 and verse number 20. If you go home, you can look into the book. In that one verse, he calls the Lord Subramanya using 11 names. All the words are in vocative case. Calling the Lord. And only one small appeal. Always, O Lord, may you protect me. Mam Sada Raksha. May you protect me. Always may you protect me. Eppodum ennai kaapatru. Sada Mam Raksha. Only one small word. May you protect me. Hey Kumara, hey Ishasuno. గుహ స్కంద సేనాపతే శక్తిపాణే మయూరాధిరూఢ పులిందాత్మజాకాంత భక్తార్తిహారిన్ ప్రభో తారకారే. హీ కాల్స్ ద లార్డ్ బై 11 నేమ్స్. ಕುಮಾರೇಶ ಸೂನೋ ಗುಹಸ್ಕಂದ ಸೇನಾಪತೆ ಶಕ್ತಿಪಾಣೆ ಮಯೂರಾಧಿರೂಢ ಪುಲಿಂದಾತ್ಮಜಾಕಾಂತ ಭಕ್ತಾರ್ತಿಹಾರಿನ್ ಪ್ರಭೋ ತಾರಕಾರೇ ಸದಾ ರಕ್ಷಮಾಂ ತ್ವಂ ಇಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಸ್. ಓ, ಕಾಲಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ 11 ನೇಮ್ಸ್, ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್, ಓ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಐ ಮೇ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಮೀ. ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಮೀ, ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಮೀ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ಶುಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಯು? ವಾಟ್ ಡು ಯು ಮೀನ್ ಬೈ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್? ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಮೀನ್ ಬೈ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್? ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಪ್ರೇ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್, ವಿ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್ ವಿ ಸೀಕ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಭಗವಾನ್. ವೆನ್ ಶಂಕರ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದ ನೀಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎನಿ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಯು ನೋ ವೈ? ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಅ ಮಹಾತ್ಮ, ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಷನ್, ಇಸ್ನ್ ಇಟ್? ಹೀ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೇ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಹೀ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ರಿಟನ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ತೋತೋಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅವರ್ ಸೇಕ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್? ದ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೂ ಫೋಲ್ಡ್, ಇಸ್ನ್ ಇಟ್? ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್, ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಇವನ್ ಎಸ್ ಡೇ ವಾಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಟೆಂಪಲ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅನ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ಲಿ? ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್. ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಕವಚಂ, ಶೀಲ್ಡ್. ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅನ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್. ಅಗೇನ್, ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವಾಟ್? Protection from what? What do you want me to protect from? In fact, becoming free from fear of death is becoming free from fear, the phenomenon called fear. So becoming free from fear is in fact being protected. Absolutely protected. If there is no such thing called fear at all, you know, very natural for us to have that fear. In fact, it is the fear of death, which is in the form of, you know, fear caused by so many things, and later on also anxiety, you know, the different shades of fear. Anxiety, and any small thing can cause, a child can be frightened of seeing a lizard, and we can be frightened of something else, and the insecurity, sense of insecurity, the fear, anxiety, in fact all of them are basically, you know, is because of the fear of death. For freedom from the very phenomenon called fear, becoming utterly fearless, utter fearlessness. That's why we always say, you know, in Tamil they say, Yamrukka Bhayamen. Whenever you want to get a fear, they say invoke Bhagavan in the form of Lord Subramanya. Of course, all that is, there's only Bhagavan. Why specifically we pray to Subramanya, you know, to get rid of fear? They say that. Tamil would have heard this, no? So, Bhaya Nivrittirtham Subramanya in Aradhanam. We invoke Bhagavan's grace. We worship Bhagavan who is Subramanya. Like how we invoke, we worship Bhagavan, say one and the only Bhagavan as Vigneshwara, to for especially for the removal of obstacles. For removal of fear, you worship Lord and of Subramanya, they say. No, for a given purpose. Our needs are many, so we have different forms also. So here, so being protected means becoming free from fear of death. Becoming free from the very phenomenon called fear. And here, why there is fear of death, isn't it? the fear of death also, in fact, the fear of not being able to have the company. How is it? We understand here. When we are born, as we are growing up, as young people, as young adults, when we are physically hale and healthy, when all over physically hale and healthy, highly energetic, we are very active, we can do anything physically, and all our sense powers are very bright and powerful, we can see properly, we have distortion-free clear vision, we don't need to wear even specs. We have very clear vision, we have sharp hearing power, we can hear anything, even if it is something softly said also, very sharp power of hearing. We have very good power of smelling. Even before entering into the doorstep, we can make out some kitchen, cooking is happening in the kitchen because of what the mommy is using. We can make out, we have very good power of smelling. We have very good power of taste. My God, even lightest, salt is littlest. I think little salt we need. I think little koncham puli potum irukalam. We say little more tamarind could have been added. Because we have very powerful taste buds, you know, we have very good power of touch, which means all of our sense powers are very powerful and strong, and because we enjoy robust health, you know, very good physical health, mentally also we are strong. Strong means very, very sharp, where we can quickly grasp, we have very good, you know, we have shrewd. When you are very young and physically anything I think I want to do, I immediately I can do it. I can rush and run and then drive. And when we are very young, that time we have this whole Jagat as our companion. The whole Jagat keeps company for us. What we see through our physical eyes, what we hear through our ears, what we smell through our nose, what we taste through our tongue, what we feel through our skin. My God, the whole pancha bhautika prapanchaha experienced in five different forms, you know, as five different objects through five different senses. And the mind always is in the company of the world. The mind, when it falls asleep, the mind is dissolved in sleep, then again is okay. When the mind wakes up from sleep, immediately mind is in contact with the external world through senses. The senses serve as the connecting medium, reporting medium, isn't it? Media, which really keeps the mind in touch with, in association with, in contact with the external world. Your mind always enjoys the somehow the sense powers become instrumental for the mind to be in contact with the external world of objects. And anything, any thought comes in the mind also, immediately the thought gets expressed in the form of an action. Physical body also is in, you know, in control of the mind. Whatever thoughts come, we do. Our physical activity behavior is completely governed by our thinking, our thoughts. So physically we are very active. Go here, do this, that. Immediately, his body just copes with the mind. So body copes with the mind. The whole mind is enjoying the company of the world. Therefore, mind always has the Jagat as the companion. It can be people, it can be things, it can be situations, anything. Even when you are at home, all alone by yourself. You cannot say, I don't have anybody in the house. I have no companion at all here. I'm all alone by myself. Even if you're alone at home, husband has gone to work or wife has gone to work, only one person is at home, children have gone to school, and nobody is home, I'm alone myself. Still, you have the companion. Television is your companion. No, no television. You are reading a book. The book which you are reading is your companion. If you're talking to somebody on the phone, the somebody on the phone is your companion. The phone helps you to have a companionship. No, I'm listening to classical music, Sudharanathan's voice, or Bombay Jayashree's voice, or Unnikrishnan's music, or Vimsen Joshi's songs. Something becomes your companion. I'm doing Stotra Parayanam. The act of doing Parayanam becomes your companion. I'm cooking. Whatever physically, nobody's at home, you're physically very busy cleaning and washing, you're so busy. Then that work you're doing is your companion. So what is a companion here? Anything which holds your attention, keeps you busy, isn't it? Is your companion. You don't feel lonely when you're busily engaged in doing something. You don't feel loneliness. Why? There's work. It keeps you very busy. Holds attention. The whole morning I clean the kitchen. The half a day I spend in washing. Half day I spend in organizing, arranging. So we're very busy. Things keep you. Isn't it? Therefore, physical busyness, activity, or anything else which you enjoy, isn't it? You watch or read or think or speak. My God, anything can keep you very busy. In the sense, they all keep you companion. You have the companionship. And the world as your companion. So, such young, energetic, hale and healthy, the people who have the company of the world, who have world as their companion, are called Sanataha. Sanataha. Sanataha means one who has the Jagat as companion. Is called Sanataha. And Adi Shankara Bhagavad Pada defines the word Anataha. Who is Anataha? We all think the parentless children are orphans. Pujya Swamiji never accepted, you know that. The orphan means nobody is orphan, really speaking. Bhagwan is there for everybody. If some parentless children are taken to be orphans, anataha, we say. Anataha rakanga. Nobody is there to look after them, to care for them. We say that. That's a literal language, isn't it? We use that. But actually, Shankara Bhagavad Pada says, every human being who begins his life as a Sanataha. Now you know who is Sanataha. Enjoying the world as, having the world as one's companion, who begins one life. All of us are Sanataha initially. Later on, after living many years, when we get very old, there is possibility of choosing to become Anataha or Anataha. You can choose to become Anataha or you can choose to become Anataha. As a young person, beginning your life as a Sanataha, later on, you have only choice between two things. You can't afford to be a Sanataha always. There'll be a time you can choose to become Anataha or Anataha. Nataha means you can see yourself being non-separate from the Lord. Or you can become a miserable anathaha. Who is anathaha? Shankara Bhagavatpada says, one who is missing desperately the company of this jagat, which he has been enjoying throughout. I'm so used to enjoying the world as my companion throughout my life. And there is a time, there will be a time in everyone's life, the same world will continue to be there. The world will not disappear. The music will be there. There will be more music than what you have heard also. There will be more things to see than what you would have seen and enjoyed before. There will be more things to, isn't it? The whole jagat will continue to be there. It doesn't go anywhere. But the world is still that, where exactly it is. But this world will fail. It will be incapable of keeping you company. You will not enjoy the world as your companion anymore. There will be a stage in one's life. Then you will miss the company of the world. That missing the companionship, missing the company is the worst misery. That is when you become miserable. The one who goes through the misery of missing the company is anathaha. The miserable individual is anathaha. Anathaha. When will you miss? How will you miss the company of the world? The world cannot help you being your company anymore. When? Shankara says, Prashantendriye nashta samge vicheshte kapodgari vaktre bhayot kampi gatre prayanon mukhe mayanate tadanim drutam me dayalo bhavagre guhatvam. He says, Prashanta indriye. All these sense powers were once powerful and strong, and slowly after 40 started consulting ophthalmologist for check my mirror. First started with this specs, and that became again soda putty, isn't it? Power goes up. Now I really feel I started wearing the specs. I forget all the time anyway, because I had to get used to it now, taking it all the time. Then slowly, and then hearing aid. Isn't it? And there'll be a time even the specs also will not help, and hearing it also will not help. Prashantani indriyani. All my sense powers become weak and powerless. They become dull. Prashanta indriya. They're not bright anymore. Why? That's what the age does. They are of the nature. Okay. Therefore, I see even my own son's face, and I have to see like this, whom I've been always seeing. I raised my child. Is it my elder one or the younger one? I can't see properly. And then I can make out through the voice, my daughter or son. Even then, I hear your scream, still I can't hear. Prashanta indriya, it's all result of the senses being dull. And coffee, nice coffee somebody brings, same Kumbakonam degree coffee flavor, but still. And something they give, I drink, I can't really smell the. Why? It's nice coffee, but I can't really. I don't know what happened to my power. Taste buds. However tasty food they give, early everything tastes, nothing tastes good for me nowadays. People say that, no? You must have heard elderly people saying that. Food is okay. My taste buds, somehow, I'm not able to taste really good. So I can't even eat well because nothing tastes well for me. So prashanta, no? Indriye, when all these sense powers lose their brightness and become dull. What about my memory? Nashta samgye, samgya. Even my memory also not that good. I remember sometimes I forget. Even though you forget. And imagine those days. Age problem. Memory also sometimes okay, sometimes not okay. Nashta samgya, when I lose my capacity to remember also. Nashta samgye. Vicheshte, what about physical activity? Doctors say my sugar is okay, cholesterol is okay, my heart is okay, but still my movements are not that good. I want to do so many things. Mind, I can do so many things. But physically, I'm incapable of doing. I'm not able to move about much. I can't even go to the temple nearby. Why? Because I'm dependent on children. They have to drive me. I can't even cross the road. And I can't even, I have to be very careful at home. Stay at home carefully. Because vicheshta. Physically also I become, no? Vigata, cheshta. Yes, Mat, you know. All physically also I become very inactive. Incapable of being active. Okay? Vicheshte. Prashanta indriye. Nashta samye vicheshte. At least let me, sitting in one place, let me talk something. That's also not possible. When I open my mouth, phlegm comes and obstructs my throat. Kapha udgari vaktre. When really phlegm, you know, gets stuck in my throat, not able to speak also, communicate, talk much. Kapha udgari vaktre. Then what happens? The same jagat continues to be there. Jagat is no more my companion. Jagat cannot keep me, na, keep company anymore for me. I am deprived of enjoying jagat as my companion. I am deprived of enjoying this jagat as my companion. So, I miss the company of the jagat. Then everyone will go through that mental state. That state, mind is okay, mind is young, fresh. That mind now is missing desperately the company of the world, jagat. Of people, things, objects, situations, activities. Then the fear comes. As long as jagat keeps you company, you forget everything. You are always, you think you're okay. When the jagat deprives you of being your companion, that is when you really, your fear surfaces. And then comes what? My God. You know, bhaya utkampi gatre. The gatra means physical body. That is when, you know, there is shivering and trembling happens. Bhaya utkampi gatre. When I'm trembling, shivering in fear of death. Bhaya utkampi gatre prayana unmukhe. Prayanam unmukham. I'm about to, I'm any day, you know, I'm not sure. Any day, Yama can come and take me away. Any day, the departure from this body is possible. I'm counting my days. prayana unmukhyam, about to leave this physical body and go away. I don't know, maybe tomorrow or after some time, after 3-4 months or 6 months or even after a few years also. Worst thing, isn't it? Earlier we go, it's good. Come back with a new dress. But if you don't go, the more we are in such condition, the more misery we go through. Bhaya utkampi gatre prayana unmukhe. When missing the company of the world, longing for the company of the world, missing the company of the world, miserably I remain. That is when Shankara says, you are anatha. Who is anatha? In such stage, if it is possible, natural for everyone who live has a long life to go through such life, such condition. Nobody escapes. If you have long life, does not mean we should die, try to die early, okay, young. I'm saying it's possible. If you have long life, definitely it is possible for us to go through that condition, mental condition. That is when one becomes anatha. But if you're intelligent, you can avoid that situation when you go through such condition. You must be intelligent. Mayi anathe. When I'll be all alone, myself, missing this world. Grandchildren come, great-grandchildren come, spouse children come, relatives come, brothers and sisters, all of them come, whole jagat I have, big manpower I have, you know. All relatives are around. They're also being out of food to see me. Not that I don't have people. They all come and stand around me. They talk to me, but I can't see them, I can't hear them, I can't enjoy what they give. The world is as good as non-existent for me. Isn't it? That is when I am your anatha, my anathe. He Subramanya, he Dayalo, O Lord of Compassion. Me agre bhava, drutam, quickly, you know, without any delaying, when I'll be in such condition, please appear in front of me. Me agre bhava. That what does it mean up in front of me? Subramanya will not come holding his shakti, you know, shulayadam, and with Mayuradhiroda, he won't come. Here he means is, may you reveal thy swarupam to me. O Lord, please bless me with the vision of thy truth, vaswarupam. Hey Guha, drutam, without any delay, as soon as possible, quickly, me agre bhava, please appear in front of me. Please bless me with thy vision of thy swarupam. Please bless me with the vision of the truth. In fact, it's a prayer for knowledge, prayer for vision, prayer for wisdom. Don't ask for anything else. Make my eyes see well. Make my ears hear well. Please help me enjoy food. Help me digest my food. Don't ask for anything else. He asks only for one thing. What is that? Please bless me with the vision of the truth. May you appear in front of me is the literal expression. Asking for the wisdom. Asking for the vision. May the truth of the whole be revealed to me, become revealed to me. Parambarul enakku valangattum. Paramatma surupam be revealed to me. And he's calling the Lord. There he used one special name of the Lord, Guha. He Guha. Why did he not use other names? Why did he use only one particular name, Guha? Bhagavan, so many names are used to invoke Bhagavan, to call Bhagavan. One of the names of the Lord used is what? Guha. Guhaha is name of Lord Subramanya. Name of the Lord. One of the names of the Lord is Guhaha. Why? Because guha means cave. And here the cave of your own mind. Where can you have the vision of the truth? Even though the truth of the whole cosmos has to be recognized in one's own buddhi guha, in the cave of one's own mind. The truth of the whole has to be recognized in one's own, the cave of one's own intellect, one's own mind, as the very nature of one's own real self. Therefore, that word implies, hey guha, may you reveal the swarupam to me in my own mind as my own swarupam. The prayer is beautiful. In fact, short, what is the brief form of this prayer? May you bless me with the knowledge of the truth as my swarupam. May you bless me with my, in fact, bless me with the self-knowledge. Bless me with the truth of my own real nature, which is the knowledge of the truth of the whole Ishvara Swarupam also. They are not two. Hey Guha, this is the prayer is only for Jnanam. You not ask for anything else. What do you pray for? Only vision you ask for. You pray for wisdom, pray for vision, pray for knowledge of the truth. Pray for knowledge of your own real self. Why? How can this knowledge of the truth as one's own self help you avoid the misery? If you have the knowledge of the truth of the whole, if you have knowledge of vision of the Bhagavat Swarupam, not Swarupam of the Lord, as yourself, you can, even if the Jagat cannot keep you company, you can be in your own company. To avoid, if you have to avoid missing the company of the world, you have to be in some company, isn't it? You can't be without companionship. If you learn to be in your own company, then you will not miss the company of the world. When the Jagat deprives you of being your companion, you can just be by yourself. You can be seated with yourself. You can be contemplative. You can be with yourself. You can remain in your own company. You can remain in your own company. In order to be in your own company, you should know what you are. If you do not know your real nature, if you do not know what you are, how can you be in your own company? Very important, isn't it? For one to be in one's own company, one should know what one's real self is. Even if you know what you are, still when you are young, still you will enjoy the company of the world. Not that easy. For you to leave the world and just to be with yourself. That is why they give you time. Come on, when you are young, do Shravanam. Know what you are. Still, you can enjoy the world. When the keep, always be with the knowledge of what the truth is, what yourself is. The truth of the whole is in the truth of yourself. That's why if you do this Shravanam, if you listen to this Shastram, if you do systematic study of the Shastram regularly, consistently, constantly, systematically study, and we have this knowledge, if you know what you are, even if when you enjoy the company, the world as your companion, as long as you are able to enjoy, when the world ditches you, you know, then what you can do? Come on, switch off. I don't care if the world is not available for me, let me be with myself. If you can be with yourself, then you will not miss the company of the world. Why? You are in your own company. Then you are Nathaha. If you are in your own company, you are in the company of the Lord. There's no Lord, isn't it? Which outside of you, other than you. So being with one's own self is possible only if you know what you are. If you are with yourself, you are with the Lord. You have the company of Bhagavan. Bhagavan as your companion. You have your own self as your companion. Then there is no missing. The one who does not miss the world, one who does not require the world, is Nathaha, the Lord. You can choose to become a Nathaha, you can choose to become Anathaha. That is why if you want to have Lord as your companion, if you want to be in your own company, learn to be with Bhagavan from young age. Last minute you cannot go and ask Lord, come on, be my companion. You can't ask, let me be with myself. You don't even know what you are. How can you be with yourself? That's why the worship and prayer, we always try to remain in association with Bhagavan. Overnight is not possible. That's why from every day, like how eating and drinking and bathing is important, the puja, prayer and worship is every day very important. You spare some time, you develop that habit of being with Bhagavan. Of course, the significance of worship is different. Efficacy of prayer is there, that's different. We pray, that's different. But also, that Nitya Puja, praying to the Lord every day, worshipping the Lord every day, doing japam every day, those things actually help you develop that. Learning to be with Bhagavan. So learning to be with Bhagavan will later on help you to be with yourself. How? By blessing you with the knowledge. It is knowledge. In fact, when she does the prayer, O Lord, it is the knowledge of the truth. It is the knowledge of the self, which alone is protection. There's no protection. Otherwise, being protected from becoming miserable anatha. May you protect me from becoming miserable anatha. Make me the natha. How? By revealing the swarupam to me in my own mind as my own swarupam, and help me have the vision of myself being non-separate from you. Thereby make me anatha. If I, in the vision of the truth as my own swarupam, I can see my real myself being non-separate from you. That seeing the fact, being blessed with this great wisdom, you know, I see myself, seeing oneself being non-separate from the Lord is seeing oneself being the Nathaha, the Lord. Then there's no misery, there is Anandaha. Therefore, if we are blessed with the vision of the truth, Bhagavan reveals his Swarupam as our own Swarupam. If we revel in the vision of the truth, there is no greater luxury than reveling in the vision of the truth. Then there's no fear. Fear resolves. That is absolute protection. Then you are not dependent on the world anymore. You will not miss the company of the world. Being in one's own company, having Bhagavan as one's companion, not missing the world for companionship, is in fact becoming free emotionally. That is what is freedom from emotional dependence. The Lord bless me with the freedom from emotional dependence. Bless me with the vision of Thy Swarupam. Bless me with the vision of Thy Swarupam as my own Swarupam in my own mind. This is the prayer. Okay? This is a beautiful prayer. And one, we know all these things, but somebody has to tell us this is what is happening. This is a fact, a bitter truth. Isn't it true? Whether we like it or not. However, you know, medical field, they're highly advanced. The best of equipments, the best of treatments, everything is available. Very good. We can use them when we're young. There is a stage. No doctor can help us. Doctors have to accept. Is it?
Doctor here knows.
We all know the fact, isn't it? They are here. Of course, there. We were very grateful to all those people who are in the medical profession because they serve when we are young and when all of. Of course, we need all those things to live this life. To live the life, we need to enjoy all the infrastructure available. But we should not forget we are living this life for discovering Bhagavan's Swarupam in our own mind as our own Swarupam. There's no way of discovering the truth of the whole Bhagavan's Swarupam other than discovering in our own mind as our own Swarupam. Therefore, Atma Jnanam is Brahma Jnanam. Self-knowledge is the knowledge of the truth of the whole, which is knowledge of the truth of the whole Bhagavan, and which itself is moksha, freedom from emotional dependence. So, Shankara says, Prashanta Indriye, when all Sati Saptami, Prashanta Indriye, Nashta Samye, Vicheshte kapha udgari vaktre bhaya utkampi gatre prayana unmukhe mahi anathe. You know, when I feel so miserable, oh Lord, he guha, he dayalo, drutam mama agre bhava. This is the prayer. So the next verse, he calls God by 11 names and says, O Lord Hadap, always protect me. What is protection? Not simply give me that and give me this and give me that. Nothing wrong. You can pray to Bhagavan, pray for artha, kama, everything. We had to pray to Bhagavan. We need not hesitate to pray. Ask for things. Whatever you want, you make adequate, appropriate efforts. You also seek Bhagavan's grace through prayer. Because if you don't make any effort at all, simply go and pray, you cannot tap Bhagavan's grace. The effortless prayer will not work. Bhagavan will not really be kind. But if you make adequate, appropriate efforts also, your efforts are not enough. You also need grace. So pray. So any success, accomplishment of anything is dependent on two factors. Adequate, appropriate efforts with Bhagavan's grace alone. In appropriate time, it will work. Kalaha, prayatnaha, daivam. Three things have to work together for you to accomplish anything. Whether it's artha, even small money comes, Bhagavan's grace. Of course, efforts are there. Your efforts, either past efforts, present efforts, somewhere you worked for it, and you also tapped Bhagavan's grace, you got it. Every small thing you enjoy is, in fact, manifestation of Bhagavan's grace. Every small thing you enjoy is already grace alone you're experiencing. You don't know that. Don't need to go in such a... Always anugraha, so much of grace is there. All the best of things we're enjoying, it's all grace. Of course, grace is possible. We also deserve it because you have made appropriate, adequate efforts. You prayed for it. You sought it. So we had to make efforts and you have to pray, seek grace. Then both together will result in success. Therefore, we can pray for artha, make efforts, seek Bhagavan's grace for artha. Make efforts, adequate, appropriate efforts, seek grace through prayer, even for the enjoyment of pleasures. We need not deprive yourself of enjoyment of pleasures. Because you need artha and kama for living this life. At the same time, the artha and kama must be pursued in conformity with dharma. Therefore, seek Bhagavan's grace, make all possible efforts and beg for Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a life of dharma. You seek grace even to be able to live a life of dharma. You will pray for strength to be able to live a life of dharma in any situation, not to go against dharma. You know, also you need Bhagavan's grace. To be able to live a life of dharma, you need Bhagavan's grace. So pray for that also. If you know the importance of living a life of dharma, definitely your prayer will include always, oh Lord, please bless me with the knowledge and strength to live a life of dharma. To do the right, to avoid the wrong. So make efforts, seek grace for living a life of dharma. So definitely, Shastram nowhere it says, don't pursue artha kama. Come on, who will give food and shelter, money if you want? You need everything. So do what needs to be done to pursue artha and kama. But seek grace to pursue artha kama. But you need artha kama to live the life. But you pursue artha and kama in conformity with dharma. You know, ultimately, you have to remember the fact you are living this life not for pursuing artha kama. Not for enjoying this, living this life ultimately for discovering Bhagavan Swarupam in your own mind, as your own Swarupam, which itself is moksha, which itself is freedom from emotional dependence, freedom from all, you know, freedom from sorrow. Just Jivan Muktihi, isn't it? Therefore, for artha, kama, dharma, moksha. For everything, make adequate efforts, appropriate efforts. Seek Bhagavan's grace through prayer. It will work. Therefore, here the prayer is the call the Lord, calls the Lord, Sada Mam Raksha. That one word, Mam Sada Raksha. What is Rakshanam? He makes it very clear. Bless me with the vision of the Swarupam. That alone will protect me, nothing else. Prayer for jnanam. If We pray for jnanam all the time. Oh Lord, please bless me with the vision of the knowledge. Truth, truth. We pray for vision. That implies what? You have prayed for artha, kama, dharma, everything. You were so desperate. Because we know how important the value knowledge is. How valuable the knowledge. If you know the value of the knowledge, you will pray for knowledge. And praying for knowledge is as good as praying for everything else. You don't need to worry, oh my God, I didn't ask for that. You must be intelligent enough. By praying for one thing, you can pray for everything else. Isn't it? That's the prayer. Nice verse. Are you ready to chant after me? Okay. Prashanta Indriye Nashta Samye Vicheshte Kaphodgari Vaktre Kapha Udgari Vaktre. Okay. Kaphodgari Vaktre Bhayotkampi Gatre Prayanonmukhe Mayanathe Mayi Anathe Mayanathe Drutam Me Dayalo Bhavagre Guha Tvam Kumara Ishasuno Guha Skanda Senapate Shaktipane Mayuradhiruda Pulindatmaja Kanta Pulindatmaja Kanta Bhaktarti Harin Prabho Tarakare Sada Mam Raksha Sada Raksha Mam Tvam. Yeah, when I should pull forward, I change it. Okay. Okay. Prashantendriye Nashta Samge Vicheshte Prashantendriye Prashantendriye Nashta Samge Vicheshte Nashta Samge Vicheshte Kaphodgari Vaktre Bhayot Kampi Gatre Prayanon Mukhe Mayanathe Tadanim Drutam Me Dayalo Drutam Me Dayalo Bhavagre Bhavagre Guhatvam Kumaresha Suno Guhaskanda Senapate Shaktipane Mayuradhirudha Yuradhirudha
Pulindatmajakanta
Bhaktartiharin
Prabhotarakare
Sadarakshamam tvam Sadarakshamam tvam Sadarakshamam tvam. Finished. Any questions? I give some time. Okay, these two words that you thought of doing today. Finished. So these three words you have to remember. Sanataha, anataha, nataha. In knowledge, we can be nathas. In ajnanam, we'll be anathas. No choice. We can choose to be, therefore we'll make all possible effort from Nauhan to convert ourselves to wise.
Everybody says, you know, you have to realize yourself. You have to realize yourself. You have to realize. My question is that, you know, what is there something in light switch turns on or something when you realize yourself?
That's what people think. In fact, the very word realization somehow, unfortunately, has been being used by many people. There's no realization. Okay, it's not something. Realizing means what? You're already reality. Don't need to realize, isn't it? To be frank, see, as a human being, we are more sophisticated, the most sophisticated of all the creatures. So that's why Narajanma Durlabham, isn't it? You're most fortunate creature in the whole Jagat as a human being. Because no other living being is blessed with self-consciousness. They all have life. They live. They're blessed with five senses. You know? But there's no such thing called knowledge, the self-consciousness as I am. Which animal in the world has this knowledge, I am? It can be biggest, heaviest, you know, powerful animal, elephant. The elephant does not know I am an elephant. The lion does not know I am the king of the forest. I am a lion. I am a tiger. There is no self-consciousness on the part of any living being. What to talk of then plants? Definitely not. So it is the human being is the only creature who is blessed with this knowledge that I am. So to have this knowledge, you need not make any effort. Why? Because you're already blessed with this knowledge. I know I am. I have no doubt. I don't need to ask you. Are you here? Am I here? Do you have to ask other person? No. You know you are. If you ask me, that's a different problem, isn't it? But you know you are. But only unfortunate thing is, we never question, I know I am, but what I am? We never question. Comfortably we take everything that is there as I am. Isn't it? We do not know what I am. There's no knowledge that I know I am, but I do not know what I am. I do not know that I do not know what I am. I do not know that I do not know that I do not know what I am. Isn't it? Therefore, there's ignorance of ignorance, which is innocence. I'm ignorant of my ignorance of what I am. This is called Atma Ajnanam, self-ignorance. And the Shastram says, if there is total ignorance, if you do not know you are, if you do not know, definitely you cannot know what you are also, then that is total ignorance. Not knowing I am, thereby not being eligible to know what I am. When I remain in total ignorance, suppose then the total ignorance, you know, the total ignorance is bliss. Like all other animals enjoy bliss. There is no such as way. Bliss means what? They have no emotional problems. No animal has any problem, isn't it? Worry about the future, getting the daughters married. Which animal is worried about daughter's marriage and son's marriage and then not have built house for the... Such things are not there. There is no self-consciousness. Therefore, there is total. They remain steeped in total ignorance. In total knowledge, when the knowledge, when you know you are, when you know what you are, the knowledge is purnam, purnam jnanam. Ardha jnanam becomes purnam jnanam. Ardha vidya becomes purna vidya. Total knowledge. The total knowledge is happiness. So you neither have bliss, you have to fall asleep to have bliss. Okay. If every day you fall asleep, then even half knowledge resolves, isn't it? Even in sleep, you're all like animals only. You are not knowing you are. There's no knowledge I am in sleep.
Is that the same state as free from birth and death?
Yeah, I'm coming to the point. Let me complete first question's answer. Okay. So this half, in sleep every day we enjoy bliss until you wake up. There's neither, you don't know you are, you cannot know what you are in sleep. Therefore, there's total ajnanam, like an animal in sleep, isn't it? And once you wake up, there's ardha ajnanam. Then you are a human being. In half knowledge, you are a human being. In total knowledge, you are nathaha. In total knowledge, you are God. In half knowledge, you are non-separate from Ishvara, Bhagavan, in total knowledge. In half knowledge, you are a human being. In total ignorance, you are an animal, like an animal. Understand? So the purpose of human life is to make this half knowledge total. Arivin mulumayil niraivu. Ungal Tamil solra. Arivin mulumay paadi arivil dukkam kurai. Arivin mulumaye niraivu. In total knowledge, there is fullness, happiness. In half knowledge, there is sukkam and dukkam. Pain and pleasure you go through. Therefore, it's only knowledge. It's only self-recognition. It's only self-knowledge. You know, self-realization. So, the Shastram says the purpose of human life itself is to make this half knowledge a total knowledge. Which means it has to be discovered. So, the discovery of what I am is in fact discovery of the truth of an individual being, which is in fact as good as discovering the truth of the whole. You need not go and search for the truth of everything here. A wave need not go in search of that. What is the truth of other wave? What is the truth of other wave? What is the truth of other wave? What is the truth of the entire ocean here? No. If the wave happens to know the truth of itself being the H2O, it is as good as knowing the truth of the entire ocean. Therefore, truth of knowledge of the truth of one's own individual being, self, is knowledge of the truth of the whole, which is Ishvara. What is a Bhagavad Sakshatkara? Atma Jnanam is Bhagavad Sakshatkara. There is no other way of knowing Bhagavan. So this is why we call it Atma Jnanam, which is self-knowledge, which is the purpose of human being's life. It is the accomplishment of this knowledge which makes this human life 100% complete, meaningful, successful. Otherwise, however successful a person is, minus this knowledge, one can said to be relatively successful. I'm not saying this, belittling any of the accomplishments. Any other accomplishment is again Ishvara, Bhagavan's vibhuti, anugraha, grace. The person worked hard and he earned it, he deserved it, he had Bhagavan's grace, he enjoys everything. It can be academically one can accomplish highly, accomplished person highly in terms of wealth, in terms of manpower, in terms of money power, in terms of influence. One can accomplish, suppose Obama has become the big person of today, the world, recognized president of America. It's not overnight accomplishment. He must have worked for it, and he must have made appropriate efforts, and Bhagavan's grace also is there. Definitely. Like that, every human being has one's own accomplishments in life. All those accomplishments, achievements, we do not look down upon. We all see them as Bhagavan's vibhuti. We really see how Bhagavan's grace being manifest, blessing them with all accomplishments. Everything is divine, nothing wrong, but they're all relative. But absolute success is whether you accomplished, irrespective of what you accomplished in this life or not, in terms of money, knowledge, education, whatever, academic education, anything. It is this knowledge of the truth. It is the self-knowledge which makes one's life absolutely successful, complete and meaningful. Because only in this knowledge there is sense of fulfillment. Only in this knowledge there is freedom from emotional dependence. Only in this knowledge is utter fearlessness. It is in this vision there is real luxury. I said there is no greater luxury than reveling in the vision of the fullness, vision of the truth. Therefore, we call sex self-knowledge. Yeah, something else somebody asked? You asked something else.
He has the same another question.
Actually, some other.
My other question is saying, knowledge of the Lord is infinite.
Yeah.
But even we, you know, I can think of the knowledge of the Lord in the sense of his attributes, you know, of what the Lord is about.
Yeah.
And I try to count myself, and I can come up maybe 64 attributes.
Innumerable, countless.
Yeah, countless attributes.
Ananta Kalyana Gunavan Bhagavan.
Kana
Kalyana Gunasampanna.
Think of like Kanchi Mahadeva, for example. You know? To me, he's a person who is, you know, probably, you know, full knowledge person, if you will, as a target, you know, for example, nothing. So I'm trying to see, and he always says, you know, like you're saying, we have to have full knowledge, you have full knowledge, you know, that's where you have full joy. So, in contemplation, I say, okay, what is the Lord like? What is the Lord like? What is the Lord like? You know, and then that thought keeps pervading me. But is that enough to pursue that knowledge?
Yeah.
Knowledge,
actually,
knowledge.
You want to say how to understand what Lord is. In fact, that's why understanding Lord is a concept. Ishwaraha is a concept. It is something to be understood. Even though we worship the Lord, we pray to the Lord, and we, in order to worship and pray to relate to the Lord, we have altars, symbols. We have umpteen forms. Different forms we have, whatever form we like. So all those murtis, in order to, because once you worship means you see yourself being isolated from the Lord, separate from the Lord. Then initially, to begin with, to worship and pray, to relate to remain an association with Bhagavan, it's very different. For us, Bhagavan means there's only Bhagavan is there. The whole is Bhagavan, which includes you also, the worshipper. The worshipper is Bhagavan. The worship is Bhagavan. The worshipped is Bhagavan. Therefore, everything is Bhagavan. So it's very difficult for the small mind to comprehend Bhagavan, the whole. It's impossible. Therefore, initially we need to have, you know, murtis and all. But to understand what is that Lord, what is that God we worship, you know, using, invoke in this small murti, Ganesha murti, Pudichal Pillaiyar, yeah, we invoke in this small. And then, murti, different murtis we invoke. What is that Lord? Is Lord, definitely, the Lord is not this small murti. But this murti represents the Lord, the whole. This murti is the Lord. Lord is not this murti. This small form. Ganesha or Devi or any murti, any form we worship. Lord is not this form. But this Lord, this form is the Lord. Definitely.
You are evoking which is already there.
Yeah.
Then what is your evoke?
No, I'm just saying, let me complete.
It is already there. Why are you trying to evoke?
No. I'm just saying, invoking means initially when you do not know that already there. If you know already there, how good is there means we don't need it.
Those who are not knowing, they will do.
No, it's only for, see, I'm just.
Without evoking, you don't try to.
No.
And without evoking the same Lord.
See, if you know.
You are trying to evoke too again.
No. What I'm saying, if you already know, it's only, you simply know that the Lord is already there. Do you know how the Lord is? If you know already how the Lord is.
You know yourself.
If you know yourself, it's a different. I'm talking about people who had to know. You have to begin, isn't it? So you do all those things. But that's what I'm saying. When you that's why Shastra study, Shravanam. Vedanta Shastra Shravanam. Shastra study will help you understand all these small facts, even concept of Ishvara, significance of worship, efficacy of prayer, the value of knowledge, what knowledge, the benefit of knowledge, even value of dharma. All these things you understand sequentially in order when you study Shastra. In fact, the whole Shastra study helps you understand in three levels. It helps you understand what you are. Thereby, it helps you understand. First, it helps you understand what you are not. It helps you understand what you are. Directly, you are not shown what you are. Shastram very carefully begins, because Shastram knows our grossness of our mind. Therefore, Shastram helps us to convert our intellect sharper and make our intellect sharper and sharper. It helps us. The very way of life Shastram prescribes, if we live, we become sharper and sharper and sharper. So it helps you understand first what you are not, and without contradicting your reasoning, it helps you see the fact. Nothing you do physically, it's all purely cognitively you appreciate. Yes, what you are not, you understand. Thereby, you arrive at what exactly you are. This is a big leap. It's cognitive leap, in fact. Then, arriving at what you are helps you arrive at what Ishvara is. What is the truth of the whole? No? Then you understand the truth of the individual and the truth of the whole being non-separate, non-different, being one. Even though relatively, empirically, everything seems to be different from everything else, absolutely everything being one. You won't arrive at. That is the vision of the unity in diversity, isn't it? So Shastra, systematic, regular study of the Shastram will help you arrive at that fact. It's a fact which is a verifiable fact which you can arrive at through systematic study. Have you answered your question?
Yes. It's Bhayan.
Everywhere.
But that bhayam is the separation of the Lord itself is the bhayam. Mm-hmm. Because now you're on your own. You're attached.
That is what I'm saying.
Not only as an anatha, but in every aspect.
Actually, what I'm saying is a different way of seeing the fear, that's all. See, what you say, as long as the ignorance of the truth is there. How long will the ignorance of the truth be there? As long as there's ignorance of the truth of one's own self. Ignorance of what I am. What is the substance of the substantive I? We really do not know. Like how 100% you are clear. You have no doubt at all. Wave is water. You know very clearly. Wave is the substantive. Substance is H2O. You have no doubt. Wave is H2O. This is, understand, similarly, what the first person singular pronoun I. Substance of the substantive I is not the gross body, is not even the mind, not the pranas, not the sense powers, not any of this. What is the substance of the substantive I? We do not know. In fact, once you arrive at the substance of the substantive I is, okay, you arrive at it, then you know. We do not know. So Shastra study helps you arrive at what is the substance of the substantive I. Then you can say, I am. You can say, I is. I can say that now for such a understanding. I am. Wave has to say, I the wave am, water the H2O. So like that, this vision, I the self am, Brahma, Aham Brahma Asmi, isn't it? That jnanam is completely, you don't do anything physical, don't change anything here. It's all understanding here, isn't it? Shastra works on you. Shastra's words very clearly, carefully, when they are unfolded and you see the Surupam being reflected, the words of the Shastra, like it helps you understand. And then in that vision, actually you understand absolute non-difference. The physical you can't help. The duality, the division. Duality means what? So I am different from the Lord. Jiva Ishwara Bhedaha. I don't even know who the Lord is. The only concept, I worship the Lord, I pray to the Lord, but still there's Ishwara, I am different. Ishwara is the whole, which is inclusive of me. I am different from the Lord. Lord is different from me. I am the worshipper. Lord is the worshipped. Jiva Ishwara Bheda. I am different from him. He is different from Mami. Mami is different from other person. Jiva, Jiva Bhedaha. Like wave Bheda, wave ocean Bhedaha. And Jiva Jagat Bheda. Ishwara Jagat Bheda. All these differences are relatively there. They can never be. You cannot deny. Because you perceive the duality. You perceive the plurality. You perceive the multiplicity. You cannot undo the differences. You need not undo the differences. The differences are relative. But absolutely, you can resolve those differences. Jiva, Jiva Bheda, Jiva Ishwara Bheda, Jagad Ishwara Bheda. All the Bhedas can be resolved. Isn't it? When? In the vision of the truth. And that vision of the truth of the whole has to be as the vision of the truth of one's own self in one's own mind. Yo vedanihi tanguhayam parameyo man. There is no way of arriving at the truth as an object, as very in our own mind. Therefore, the differences, the duality. So Shastram says, as long as there is self-ignorance, there will be ignorance of the reality of the whole. There will be the ignorance of the Ishwara, Bhagavan. You do not know. You may be worshipper and devotee, but still there will be ignorant of the Lord. As long as there is ignorance, there will be duality. See, perception of duality will be there before knowledge, after knowledge also. But before knowledge, perception of duality will be taken to be absolutely real. After knowledge, your perception of duality, you do not deny, you do not undo, but you take it as a relative empirical, absolutely non-duality reality, isn't it? The division, there's no division, there's no difference. Therefore, in knowledge of the truth, the differences you resolve cognitively. Everything you resolve cognitively only. Therefore, as long as this duality is taken to be reality, dvaitam is there, there will be fear, sense of insecurity. Dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. Dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. There will be fear, sense of insecurity, as long as there is duality. Which means what? You are going to undo duality. You mistake the duality for reality. You mistake the divisions for reality. Even after jnanam, duality will continue to be there. As a child, you are taken to the seashore. You are shown the waves and the ocean. For the child starts counting the waves. Now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But you are, you know, water jnani. So standing there, you can say, oh, come on, child. All these are, you know, only real. They seem to be many waves. They seem to be big ocean. Really speaking, water alone is in the form of all the waves and ocean. You are a jnani, you are a wise person. The child, is it? You mean to say there's no ocean at all? There are no waves at all? No, there are waves. There is ocean. But the only appearance of the only substance called water. Why? Because if we pump and take the water away, the ocean will lose its meaning. The waves all will disappear. They don't have independent existence. That's why we give a different technical, use a technical term, mithya. Satyam is water. What appears, what's seemingly there, is mithya. What really is satyam. Isn't it? What is as though is mithya. What is satyam. Similarly, all this, we do not deny our perceptions. There's again a big pain, I tell you. If we deny the perception, that you tell the child, no, there's no wave at all. Deny the perception means very painful. The child is too delicate, isn't it? We never ever deny the perceptions. Accept the perception. Make the child see beyond what the child perceives. Isn't it? That's what is giving vision. That's what the Upanishads do. In fact, Shankara Bhagavad Pada is, you know, really gives us this to all his commentaries. But Shankara never denies the duality. Duality will be there even before Jnanam, duality is there. After Jnanam also duality, divisions and differences will be there. But they are not real anymore. Before Jnanam, they are very real. After Jnanam, they are not real anymore. You don't undo anything.
But when perceptions create the images of the world reality, so you have to apply again and again the same knowledge.
Now, in the vision of the knowledge, whatever your
perception... What I'm saying is, when you are... Yes, in different... Under normal circumstances, you understand what it is not, and how your dvaita and advaita, and how... But when you go into a different reality, or different circumstances, looks like you have to reanalyze or re-understand the same dvaita and advaita there too. Otherwise, it looks like it's totally different. You are thrown into something else. And the same perceptions of same senses are working differently, understanding the different things. It looks like it is you lost what you understood. Do you see what I'm saying?
You mean in day-to-day life?
In the life, yes. In the life.
In the vision, if this vision is there, very clear, in the light of the clarity, you will see everything correctly.
Light of clarity.
In the light of clarity, definitely, your perceptions itself will be different. Whatever is the circumstance. That's what I'm saying. The circumstances can always add to your perceptions. Always magnify things. But if you have the clarity of vision is there, then in the light of that clarity, things will fall in their place. Definitely. Definitely, 100%. Because you will not be reactive at all to situations. You will respond prudently. The prudent response is different from a thoughtless reaction, isn't it? Because that's all clarity. That's why vision is so great. Clarity of vision is there. Every situation, you'll understand. Understand people, their background and everything. Everything, a lot of things. So even Gurukulam, for example, where Shastram is being taught, Mahatma like Swamiji lives there. And people who study Shastram, and they all have their own problems. They'll all go to Swamiji without complaining, okay? I'll go complaining about him and he'll go complaining about me and then we'll all go like this. They're all good people. See, everybody is very good. Everybody is committed to knowledge. Everybody has a lot of sadhu vritti, nice. Everybody is sattvic, basically. But, you know, unresolved issues are there. They go with their own, no? Because past resolved things are there. And habitual errors are also there. So they all go, you know, Swamiji. Okay, ma, everything will be fine. Okay. You know, that Swamiji, I'm always amazed to see this response, how you can be objective, isn't it? See, again, how you understand the person, the situation, the behavior, the background, amazing. The vision is a miracle, I tell you. There's no miracle, a greater miracle than this vision of the truth. And that's something, you know, one should revel in the vision to see the other person reveling in the vision also. Always in the depth of the vision, you can understand only if you have the same depth of vision. A blind person, a born blind person, can never appreciate the other person who has clear vision and who has sung a song describing the beauty of the sun. He sings, there's a person who has a clear distortion of vision, and he describes the beauty of the sunlight in his poem. And he sings it aloud. And the other person, blind person, ha 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 ha, how beautiful, how nice means what? It's not true, isn't it? You should have your eyes, you have the same vision to see the beauty of the description of the sun in his words. I should have the depth of vision to be able to appreciate the depth of the vision of other person. That is why we never talk about somebody will come and ask, are you realized soul? All funny questions. And then people ask me, is your teacher realized soul? What can you say? If I say yes, can you understand? Will you accept? If I say no, what will you do? You'll go away, oh, this person is not realized soul. One has to sit and study at the feet of the teacher to know. See, as your clarity enhances, you can see the clarity of the vision on the part of the teacher. The more you see, the more you trust, the teaching invokes trust. This is a fact. That's why we say wise person means, for them the whole jagat is okay. See, as long as I'm dependent on the world for my happiness, I mistake the world to be the source of happiness because of ignorance. I'm dependent, then I'm attached to the world. If I mistake, again, if I think the world is responsible for my unhappiness, then I have dvesha, hatred. Raga or dvesha, like or dislike, passion or aversion towards the world is possible only because of my wrong perception, dependence. Because if I think the world is source of happiness, I'm wrong. The world is the source of unhappiness also, I'm wrong. The world is neither responsible for my unhappiness nor source of happiness. The world, in fact, is not at all responsible for your unhappiness. Then there's dvesha, isn't it? But as a wise person, one who understands this fact, how can you hate something which is not responsible for your happiness, unhappiness? How can you, be dependent on something which is not a source of happiness? This is probably only in the vision of the truth you become neither, passionate or dispassionate towards. You're neutral to the world. Then you see the whole jagat as Bhagavan's vibhuti, glory of the Lord, or you can see the manifestation of the Lord. You see the whole jagat is Ishvara, isn't it? Then you see everything naturally you develop reverence. The hatred goes, the jealousy goes, all those things resolve. That's why it's all natural, very natural for us, for any mind to entertain all this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya, very natural. Like how headache or common cold is very natural for any nose. So very natural for any mind to have. The proportion may vary from person to person in keeping with the growth, isn't it? Once you expose Shastram, you understand everything and you grow out of means and you pity, you accommodate also anybody who has that problem. There's no problem. Because you are not affected. In the objectivity, you're safe.
Since the number of people that wisdom relatively few in the vast majority, and since every day there is so much input to your senses from so many visual, little gadget everybody carries around, and it's really a balance, because when these were not there, it was much more easier to go. Now it's like this constant onslaught of this, and just, I don't know, just asking how best would you suggest that one has to do in this context?
Satsang is the only means nowadays. The more satsanga means not simply singing bhajans alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a proper study somewhere. There must be an understanding of what the scriptures say. Somehow, even if you don't know Sanskritam, people like him available. Somewhere you're exposed to the teaching. Start somewhere from the scratch. From the scratch. Always start from the scratch. Go systematically. Understand slowly when the teaching is... You know, the more you are in association with the teaching, the more you can be with that. You can be with the, in the world, still you can know, you know how not to get trapped and get carried away by those things. The jagat is always tempting, Amma. With the gadgets, without gadgets, world is for you to draw your attention. That's why in Mahabharatam, what does Draupadi stand for? Draupadi's poor mind, dragged by 5 different husbands, 5 sense organs, taking all the time, making the mind extrovert, take to the world, come on, forms, colors, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, the world in 5 different forms, as 5 different objects, whole jagat, my God, you know, the always each sense organ can drag the mind. That's why 5 husbands are 5 sense organs, 5, you know, elemental model universe, Panchabhautika Prapancha, and 5 sense organs are 5 husbands connected to one mind, poor mind. And this mind, should you ask the same question, when the problems come, you do find, come on, these husbands are useless. And then Dushasana comes and disrobes me. They could not help me. When I get into trouble, nothing in the jagat can really help me. Nothing in the jagat can help me, you know, getting rid of my sorrow. What is that which will help me discover my fullness? Dukkham, nivritti, katam bhavet. How? Then pray to Krishna. Krishna stands for what? One's own swarupam. Then she sings Krishna. Krishna stands for one's own swarupam. You become self-dependent, don't be dead, you know. Become God-dependent, which will convert you into a self-dependent. So convert your dependence, no? Shift your dependence from the jagat to Bhagavan, Bhagavan to yourself. Jagat dependent means you are a slave. Bhagavan dependent, you are safe. Then it will help you to become dependent on Bhagavan. Slowly it will help you to become self-dependent through non-jnanam, only through knowledge. In self-dependence is independence, which is freedom, mokshaha. Isn't it? Therefore, mind is, that's why we have Mahabharatam onwards. Doesn't matter what you had those days, what you have these days. Come in future, there may be so many also. Even then, some punyam you have, so vina punyena na advaita vasana pumsam. Without punyam, not possible. Somewhere, some punyam, all the prayers you do, all the worships you've been doing, all the dharma you have been following, you know, how dutiful you have been, and then how charitable you have been, all that punyam somehow will cluster and then will put you, bless you with the teacher and shastram, and somehow you hold on to that, you are safe.
So what you are saying is the same, the Pancharis story.
Yeah.
If you are real, as she is a realized person, so as Atma doesn't touch a sin, so she is free from whatever is happening.
No, mind I talk about. That is her mind.
As she realizes.
So ignorant mind. See.
I mean, I'm taking it to a little more extension of the
Same. See, the ignorant mind naturally, ignorant mind is extroverted,
right.
Is given to the enjoyment of, you know, there's nothing wrong in enjoying the world. World is for enjoyment, but you get stuck there.
Right.
You don't see the limitations of it.
Yeah.
The purpose of being born should be for God, isn't it? And there comes a time that the mind still goes through all these situations, the problems, and then actually they discovers again the important knowledge, and then it turns, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So,
There is personhood. That's magnified
is
here.
She free from whatever the dosas and the five husbands are doing or anything. And so she is from the...
See, ignorant mind, ignorant mind is bound. Knowledgeable mind is free. You know, freedom from the hold of mind.
Yes, definitely. That's what I'm saying.
It's all notional. You know, bondage itself is notional, isn't it? There's a notion that is a bondage. Notional.
Yes.
Freedom also is notional. Really speaking,
yes.
There's no real absolute freedom or absolute moksha.
Yes.
Everything is notional. Yeah.
So,
she means, I'm not talking about the Draupadi recognizes, not that. Draupadi stands for the mind. It's a mind. You take just the mind alone, the mind is given personified as a woman. Okay? Mind is...
I'm not taking as a woman or a man. That's not the thing what I'm talking about.
You
are from neither man or woman.
No. Generally you say, yeah, one has to understand what the self is.
Yes.
We don't need to say, I'm not the body means not throwing away here. The truth of the individual is not the body. You know, individual is a composition of many factors. Like there's a physical body,
yes.
There's in the indwelling subtle body,
yes.
And subtle body has no form actually. We use the word body for the sake of using, discussing it. Actually speaking, there's no subtle body. Subtle aspects indwell the gross physical parts. So, like karma indriya, jnana indriya, or subtle powers.
Yeah.
And you see all of them also actually objects of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, so you negate them also as something anatma, non-self.
Mm-hmm.
Like a physical body is a non-self.
Mm-hmm.
So, sense power, subtle aspects, 16 subtle aspects, which constitute subtle body, also objects
mm-hmm.
of knowledge. And then you go to, even subtle body itself, we go to much subtler aspect, the antahkaranam.
Okay.
Antahkaranam also, for your own understanding, you say, nothing, all thoughts constitute the antahkaranam.
Right.
And you divide the thoughts, for your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these are the thoughts constitute the buddhi.
Mm-hmm.
These thoughts constitute the manaha.
Buddhi,
and so we say, what is ahankara? You understand what the mind is. What is each thought is, what a buddhi is, what memory is, what ahankara is. Understand what ahankara is, and you have to finally resolve. In fact, the whole mind, all the thoughts, you know, have to be, can be resolved easily. You resolve one thought, ahankara vritti. Because without ahankara, without the knowledge I am, all the thoughts cannot exist. That's why you can say the I thought is always said to be the dead end of the mind. There's no dead end of the mind. We can say it that way. So, in this, what is I is, where the I is, the thought, vivritti, jnanam, rises from where, resolves where, because in waking it is there, in deep sleep it is not there. You arrive at it, you arrive at the truth, isn't it? Where it rises from, where it resolves.
Mm-hmm.
Then, because it can't be outside of that,
mm-hmm.
then you arrive at the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have many prakriyas like drishi veka prakriya, avastatare prakriya, panchakosha prakriya, so many prakriyas
mm-hmm.
are there. All the shastram, we use all those methods of unfoldment to strengthen our understanding, ascertaining that understanding. So arrive at it. It's only completely cognitive. Individual is a composition of many aspects.
Mm-hmm.
And of that, what is that one truth minus which all these other aspects will be as well as non-existent. You arrive at the truth of the individual. You arrive at as the truth of I.
Mm-hmm.
As the meaning of I. Then you see the same truth being the truth of the whole jagat. Where it resolves all the just he, she, it, that it goes everything.
Yes.
Yeah. There are become methods here. That prakriya means the method of unfoldment. So we have many methods of unfoldment in tradition. In Sampradaya. So they're all inbuilt in the Shastram. Well, those who study Shastram systematically, regularly, and you also come to know of those methods of unfoldment.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because it's not that only it's just going and understanding one thing. Always people go for the first few classes, they can understand I am not the body finished. They think I am everything. That's the worst thing happening in life. I tell you, once you you start somewhere means and see that continue with Shastra study regularly, because it will give you false knowledge also. Oh, I know a lot of things. I know I'm not the body. We are not interested in knowing I'm not the body. But everything, all that is here is me. You have to say that. I am everything. I am the whole. Aham idam sarvam. Aham brahma asmi sarvam kalvidam brahma aham idam sarvam. Everything, there's nothing which is not my real self. Which when you say that, you have shifted the I, dragged the I from this limited body, mind and complex and placed in the reality. Isn't it? Then you see that. That's why vision. That's why this knot is always growing, enhancing clarity. The more you listen, the systematically, the clarity enhances, thinnest layer of vagueness will resolve. The more you listen, the same thing, ask him from day one until he came out of the Gurukulam, it was the same teaching, nothing different, not new, but always this, because our mind needs to become subtler and subtler and subtler, very gross. You know, the Shastra study, the disciplined life, everything makes the mind subtler and subtler. The more repeatedly from 4 times, 5 times a day you are listening, again you are thinking of it all the time, then the clarity enhances.
The question I ask for you is because of that only. When you are in the general circumstances, you understand it, you realize to a certain extent, I'm putting it in different words, to a certain extent you are free from that. But at the same time, when you're exposed to a different reality and circumstances, the same questions came.
That is what this vision has to become unforgettable, ascertained, you know, vision. That is why we initially, one or two talks will only help you, okay, have interest in Shariyasthi Shastram. That's how it can, nothing else. One day, 2 days, only, oh, let me study Shastram. The interest may come, that's all. But regular study, the continuous systematic study is called Shravanam for length of time with the help of a competent teacher who knows the Sampradaya for length of time. Shravanam will bless you with this knowledge. Even the knowledge will be doubtful. Sometimes,
yes,
because of your punyam, you may, Shravanam itself can bless you with the doubt-free knowledge. So most of the times, Shravanam will give you knowledge, but still doubts will be sitting there. Some people who come and talk to you, suppose staunch Dvaiti comes and talks to you, some staunch Buddha comes and talks to you. Oh, yeah. He also seems to be quite good in his arguments. You may shake your doubt. You know, that's why you should be clear. That is where repeat, reflecting on what you have heard, understood and retained will bless you, will help you resolve your doubts, which is called mananam. And even after having doubt-free knowledge also, you may forget. No, it's called because of long orientation.
Right.
Many janmas, the whole life, you have been having strong identity with the body maintenance complex. You can undo it, isn't it? Still, in the relative world, you have to use this relative identity. But absolutely, you have to know what you are, isn't it? You may forget. That is why Nididhyasanam. So, how Nididhyasanam itself is reminding oneself of what one has clearly, doubtlessly understood about one's own self being the truth. Repeated, reminding oneself, repeatedly. That's why Aham Brahma Asmi Jnanam you have. But that, repeatedly, you see the fact again and again and again. Which means it's only mental activity. That's why it's meditation. Yeah. At the same time, it is not the object of your thinking, is nothing other than your sarupam. That's why you call it contemplation. Nididhyasanam. Swa-swarupa-anusandhanam is contemplation. How can you do anusandhanam, the meditation, constant contemplation at the dwelling upon your own swarupam, if you do not know what your swarupam is? Your swarupam will be 100% clear. This is what my swarupam is. This is what I is. How wave is water. I is this. That must be very clear. The Shravanam and Mananam will contribute for the doubt-free, clear vision ascertained. And that should become unforgettable, ever handy, wherever you are, for which Nididhyasanam. That's why Nidhyastam is not, is always post Shravanam Mananam. Isn't it?
Yes.
That is why we don't even teach, people come and ask, we do have meditation classes. We may do some. A meditation, you'll understand what meditation is, what to meditate on, if you do Shravanam and Mananam. Shravanam.
Yes.
Shravanam. First do Shravanam. Then you understand what to meditate on and what is meditation. Isn't it? Then we don't need to do meditation. You'll be in meditation.
You are the meditation.
Yeah. There's a big difference. But people always come for meditation classes, announce, big crowd comes. Because they think, because people come and ask, do you teach meditation? People are, first thing they come and ask is meditation. If I say, I don't teach meditation, they'll go and come next day. If I say, I teach meditation, come and teach me meditation. And now what if you come on, close your eyes. See the beautiful sky. Blue clouds. And in between I had to put some the music also. Some slow, fine guitar music or some violin. I have to have some music in between to talk and put all the lights off, make them sit in darkness. Silent place. Pin drop silence. I do something, they sit quietly for some time because I hold the attention and therefore the other thoughts are not there. It's a pleasure. Next day they come paying more large classes. But if we tell, don't teach meditation, do Shravanam and live a life of Dharma, most difficult thing, pray, worship, you know, pray to Bhagavan, seek Bhagavan's grace and then study Shastram, all hard work. Overnight, nothing, you don't give, you know. And then in due course of time, after some time, you understand concept of Ishvara, significance of worship, efficacy of prayer, value of Dharma, value of knowledge. You understand what to meditate on and you know what meditation is. Without Shravanam, you can't understand what meditation is. You can't see the difference between meditation and contemplation also. Sagunam and Nirguna, isn't it? There's lots of things. So it doesn't study means people feel too much hard work. They think so. Let's say people go for easy exercises and things. We don't belittle anything. Every discipline works. Pranayama, very useful. It helps. When you practice it with the help of a proper teacher who can teach correctly. Yogasana, it's useful to help you keep your body fit and also discipline because also this helps you to discipline your mind to some extent. But it will not remove ajnanam. Any discipline is effective, useful. We don't belittle anything, looked upon anything. We have to repeat everything as Saraswati. But the thing is, ajnanam will be in its own place comfortably. For which Shravanam is important. Satyam, isn't it? You have to see the fact. I don't want to argue anything, but I'm really telling you what I have understood, you know, 100% with clarity. I'm just telling you the fact. Unless people are available to receive, receptive, we can't even say this. People need to be receptive, even to tell step slowly all these things. Time. A lot of teaching, isn't it? Otherwise, people can't even come fit for half an hour and go means we can't even make them see the difference. Anyway, one Shastra study uses all strength. You know, Swamiji always, as Swamiji says, the veracity in what we say is the only strength. Nothing else. That is Bhagavan.
Sunday, because being Sunday, we're going to start at 5 o'clock and she's going to do the reality description in the mantra of Ishavasyoga.
Something they want to collect.
You can imagine she'll be continuing the same path,
yes.
Expounding how the Upanishad says it. It's wonderful. And we have food now. Please, we'll go through that. Many thanks, and then
I am thanking.
We went to
Vanakkam. I thank all
Rani,
of you.
Myself,
I thank
Mahadevan, Mama.
Parvati Parameshwara, both of them. Okay, and for give me opportunity to meet all of you. Otherwise, I wouldn't have met all of you. I'm very happy to have our
lecture. We met that guy about a few days before.
And you're very fortunate to have him in your area and make use of his presence so you can attend his classes. Because some fresh teachers come from Coimbatore, as well as product of Arshvidya Gurukulam.
Mm-hmm. We listened to her in Anakatti for 4 days, so we knew. We invited her, and she didn't say anything for a long, 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 long time. And suddenly she said she's coming. Unfortunately, we grasped. Even Sridhar came at the last minute.
The only reason I came
at the last Yeah, when, no, Sridhar, when Subramanya Bhujanga Stotram was there, I said, send it to Sridhar, he'll come. And you disappointed me, you didn't show up. I said, well, how come, what happened to him? So you showed up. So I knew.
Subramanya sent him.
Oh, of course. Either I'm going to keep in point. So thank you all.
Om
but we tried to do it in 2 hours.
Purnamidam Purnamidam.